Paul, can you tell us about Brian Little's absence this morning?
All our morning skates are optional.
So he's an option for tonight?
He would be an option for tonight, correct.
What'd you learn from your first attempt at a closeout game last round?
Well, that one's an unusual game. I don't think it's related to this one. We scored about 38 seconds in, and the crowd was lit up after that. Had a huge first. The series is, they're so different in styles. We will expect them to play the same first period in a lot of ways they've played in each one of the games. They've been really strong early.
Your players talked about the importance of hot start or fast starts. How do you harness that?
Well, it's been a conversation that we've had in every playoff game because the strength of our game is based on speed, and you want to make sure you bring that. It's not just with your feet, it's how you move the puck, all those things. They'll do everything they can to disrupt that.
When you closed out Minnesota in Game 5, I think after that game you mentioned that you saw something from your team, I think in the morning skate you said, that just the determination. Looking back, I mean, was there a difference in that Game 5 versus maybe the first four in that series?
You know what? I think Game 3 really set us back. And it wasn't the game. We were on a plane for 6 hours and then flew in the day for the game. So even in Game 4, I didn't think we played with the same kind of energy. I thought by the time we got to Game 5, we looked like we were right back on the right time schedule, everything. That was the point of that morning skate. We're in a routine here that everybody understands. It's the third 8:30 game, so there's nothing unusual. We have our routines now.
The lineup that you're going to roll out there tonight is, with the exception, I guess, of Paul Stastny and Steve Mason backing up, almost identical to what you had at your disposal or what this organization had at its disposal a year ago. What's changed in a year?
Well, a year, right? A year's maturity by so many young players, the different roles, and that includes, you know, the young guys that we don't talk about. You look at Mark and Adam and Jake Trouba on defense. These guys have moved into, as we would call, kind of into that driver mode. They're still young guys, but our hockey team did not have a whole lot of playoff experience, and adds 20 games a night here, so the learning process and curve is ongoing.
Paul, how has your team been able to handle the balance between the excitement in the city around the building and of the situation in the playoffs and the focus that they've managed to have?
We're not really a part of it, other than when the puck drops and we're in the building at night. We're in a hotel at home, a practice rink, or an airplane. That's pretty much, so you know what's going on around you. I don't know if buildings can get louder than what we've seen in the playoffs. But the focus is all on hockey. Sometimes the grind of the series helps you with that. You get into that routine. We're aware of it for sure and certainly appreciate it and enjoy it, but it's not part of our daily life.
If someone told you at the beginning of the season that Vegas would be in the Western Conference Final, what would you have said?
Wow, probably at the start, but that disappeared fairly early. You know, we played them and they were fast and beat us real, real strong, but if you watch a lot of hockey, they've played the game that they're playing now. I mean, right from the get-go, it wasn't a team that got hot in the last month to make the playoffs. They've been good right from the start, straight through. And if you're new to the NHL but a longtime hockey fan and you turned on the TV and didn't know that it was an expansion team, you wouldn't have thought it was.
Paul, compared to the other series in the second round, there really hasn't been anything after the whistles between these two teams in this series. Very disciplined. What do you attribute that to, given the rivalry?
Yeah, power plays. The quality of each team's power play unit. Both teams understand the cost of a penalty that's casual. I don't know. We weren't necessarily warned by the league, but we would have warned ourselves, I'm assuming them as well. They've talked about discipline. Both teams knew going into it that the stuff after the whistle puts you in a real difficult spot. But I think at the end of the day, a really healthy respect for the other team's power play unit.
Paul, Patrick Laine, points in 5 straight. Has he brought another level of consistency to his game in the playoffs? Have you seen some growth in his game?
I thought that there was huge growth from last year to this year just in his 5-on-5 game. He was really effective for us, and if you score that many goals all year, you're good. But Paul Stastny coming in, I think, has had a big impact on that. Paul's reads off him. There's a lot going on for these young guys. Events that would happen two or three times a game where you either got to get a puck out or you got to get a puck in or you got to make a certain read now are happening every shift, right? So having Paul there, I think, is you know, Patty's also learning what the other young guys are learning. You don't have to score every night to be an impact guy. You need one. You need one or two. I mean, Paul scores the goal on Patty's shot. That's a huge goal in the course of that game. So one goal has a huge impact.
Paul, I saw you have a little chat with Nick Ehlers around center ice this morning. Just what's the message to him heading into tonight?
We were just having some fun. Talked about, so we switched lines a little bit there, talked about the different looks. It was just hockey.
A year ago, people on the outside were kind of wondering about your future with this team. What's it like? What does it feel like personally waking up morning like this when you can advance to the Western Final?
Playoffs are fun for coaches. That's the best way that I can describe it. And the further you go on, the more fun you have. I was never particularly worried about that last year, other than it's part of your life. Every day you're worried, you know. Nothing's permanent in the game of hockey, and that's something you learn over time. So playoffs are just a whole lot more fun. You interact with your players differently. You're not grinding guys to get more out of them. There's not as many long-term lessons that you're trying to teach. So it's been an enjoyable start.